Mr. Mark?
Yes, I am opposed to the motion authorizing the engagement of experts without coming back to this board. I don't know what it's going to cost, and I think money is the real issue facing Pacifica, and I don't want to give somebody the authority to just enter into any contract willy-nilly.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mark. Unfortunately, we are out of time for debate. Mr. Secretary, we're going to have to go to a vote on this. A yes vote. And you want the motion from the Finance Committee to pass, and a no vote, it would not.
Personal privilege.
Who is that?
Von Garner.
Ms. Garner, what's your point of personal privilege?
I guess I'd like to see if we could extend time. I think Mr. Mark makes a good point. I'd like for Mr. Mark to make his objection into an amendment.
Okay. Well, no. That's two things. You're asking for to extend time. If you wish to extend time, that's a motion. It needs to be seconded. Is there someone who will second her motion to extend time?
I second.
Because yes, he asked for it going to personal privilege.
Trying to help her understand the parliamentary procedure.
Oh, yes.
Ms. Garner, order, no, they would not be talking back and forth between the two of you. I'm sorry. We're not going to do that. And we're going to try to expedite the wishes of this body. Ms. Garner, do you wish to extend time for a certain time limit?
5 minutes.
Thank you.
Motions.
Okay, and that's still seconded by whoever seconded.
Grace, I second it. Grace.
Are there any objections to extending this item on the agenda an additional 5 minutes? Are there any objections? Hearing none.
Yes.
The item is extended.
Yes,
Adriana. Okay, so we have objections to extending time. In that case, we're going to simply have to go to a vote. First, we will vote on whether or not to extend time. I'm explaining where we are, Ms. Kasanev. What do you have there? Point of order, point of information, point of personal privilege. What do you have, ma'am?
Mr. Chair, I didn't say at all that I was against extending time. What I was trying to say, if you allow me, before patronizing me, please. How can you admit that the member gained the floor with a point of personal privilege and then you put in that person's mouth a motion and ask for a motion that you are coaching to?
There are so many points of personal privilege, and when we should actually be discussing the merits of this item. However, that's where we are now. There's a motion on the floor. And thanks for allowing me to clarify. There's a motion on the floor, and we're voting on whether or not to extend time. But if you didn't...
How does a point of personal privilege...
Ms. Kasanev, because she said that she did not object, so now I need to ask one more time. Does anyone object? Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, which means that we immediately go to a vote. Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chair, how do we get to an extension, a motion to extend from Rhonda Garner's point of personal privilege?
That's where we went. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
I know that's where you went. I'm asking.
I'm not going to respond to anything else. We are now in the middle of a vote. Because this is the dilatory behavior of which I was speaking earlier. Mr. Secretary, let's go to a vote.
Okay, so what we're going to do is that we'll vote on the extension of the time, then we'll vote on the motion because we ran out of time. Okay, so Grace, this is for the time extension?
Yes.
Okay. Helen is yes. Jim Brown? Brown, okay, good back to you. Adriana? Kasanak? Bill Closure, yes, okay. Benefit Diaz?
Pass,
okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
No, Garner is yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Jacobs? Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene Roberts?
No, many things deserve consideration. You guys don't want to do it except for one of your friends.
Mansour Sabah?
Thank you.
Mansour Sabah? Oh, Mansour is off. Okay. Kian Sprague?
Yes.
Sprague says yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes.
Aki Mansour votes yes. Sorry, I'm in a very noisy place.
Okay, that's okay. Mansour votes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Kemba Shibanda? Kemba?
Yes, this is a sham. No for the vote.
Okay. Okay. Kemba is no. Mosquito, Washington?
No.
Mosquito is no. Okay, we get back to Jonathan.
I abstain.
Okay, Jonathan abstains. Jim Brown?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Adriana Kasanev? Adriana? Okay, I get back to you. Benito Diaz, you passed?
No.
Okay, Benito is no. All right. So I get back to Adriana. Adriana, how do you vote?
You guys on mute her yet?
So
if she's not going to vote, it'll be recorded as an abstention. Adriana, are you there? Yeah, we do screenshots all the time. All the time. Plenty of them.
All right. So right now...
At any rate.
I have yet seven yes, five no, and one abstention.
If the woman is not on the... You have to affirmatively abstain. You don't just get to say somebody abstained.
As it happens, I was just reading in Robert's Rules today. Thank you for bringing it up. Because it came up at earlier votes in meetings whether present not voting was the same as an abstention. And I'm pretty sure that's what this paperclip in my Robert's Rules book is for. Nope, I'm mistaken. But officially it's the same, and if a member chooses to say nothing, then it's counted as an abstention. However, since this is a telephonic meeting, we go through great lengths to make sure that everyone's being heard and everyone's voting. So, but it can really slow things down if people decide just to wait and not speak, and it's hard to tell if that's what they're doing unless, you know, their constant behavior is, well, dilatory. At any rate, Mr. Tanaka, we are at the next item, and we only have 5 minutes for that. And,
we actually have to vote on the item, so we have to act on the finance motion.
Mr. Chairman, when do we get our 5 minutes we just voted for?
Just a moment. Thank you.
We're still in the same motion.
Affirmation.
Yes, I can hear you, and I'm going to take it, Mr. Shabanda, in just 1 second, as soon as the secretary, the secretary straightened me out.
I'm unsure.
We're on the same.
Yes, sir, your hostile behavior caused us to mute your phone, and we will in a minute, but you're on the stack now. I'm going to take your question if you have one, but I want the secretary to explain what he's saying first.
Okay, we're still on the same motion, which is the finance committee motion, and we're giving it 5 more minutes to that. So we're still on item 7. We have 5 more minutes on item 7.
Thank you very much.
This is Grace from the Stack. I have an amendment.
Ms. Aaron, what's your amendment?
To the motion is the or the sentences, as long as there's no cause for the consultation. To the Finance Committee motion. As long as there is no cost for this consultation, if there is a cost, the amount should be approved by the Finance Committee and the PNB before any expense is committed to.
Is there a second?
Second. Okay.
Okay. This amendment to the motion has been seconded. Mr. Secretary, go ahead. Well, we have 3 minutes on this item. Are there any objections to this amendment to the motion?
Benito.
Mr. Diaz, what is your objection?
My objection is that we are not being allowed to discuss these motions, as I said earlier.
This is actually extra time that we've allotted for discussion. Do you care to discuss it?
Sure.
No, don't laugh. I'm saying that was my question. Is there someone who wishes to speak for or against this? And Mr. Diaz, I was giving you the stat because I thought that you wanted to discuss this motion.
I can explain my point. 5 minutes is not enough to discuss an amendment or a main motion, much less the concept in general. That's my point. And that's what's happening with each and every single one of these motions. So the amendments may have merit, and some of these other motions may or may not have some merit, but we can't even get to that because we are not being allowed to speak.
Chair?
Thank you very much. That was one person speaking against this motion. Is there someone who wishes to speak in favor to this amendment to the motion?
Mr. Chair, are you sure that my volume is up?
We hear you loud and clear. Ms. Kasanev, did you hear me? And I addressed this entire body with the question. We are in debate. This is what we're trying to do. Yes, Ms. Kasanev, do you wish to speak in favor of this motion?
How can I speak in favor when you mute me, lower my volume, and then drop me and ask me to vote?
Point of personal privilege.
Okay, we're at 1:06. Sorry, Ms. Kasanev, did you wish to speak for this motion?
I wasn't in the call. I couldn't even hear the motion. You are gabbling down. That's what you are doing.
I didn't, the secretary, whoever read the motion, I don't know. Actually, that was Grace's amendment to the motion. And we're at 44 seconds on this item.
Point of information and point of personal privilege.
Mr. Shabanda, do you have a question?
Yes, I also have a...
I'm sorry, both people can't speak at a time. Maskila, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, but I gave Shabanda the floor. I didn't hear you before him.
Probably done. Go ahead.
So I can speak? Can I be
Mr.
heard?
Mr. Shabanda, yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, just want to make sure I've been muted before. I had a point of personal privilege. It seems that Serene Roberts, Adriana Castanets, and Mosquila's volume is extra low to me, and everyone else's seems very, you know, overbearing, or sounds like, you know, they're using auto tunes or something like that. So I just was wondering, was that something that, you know, Maestro can fix, or Maestro has...
If a member like yourself or another member ask me to increase their volume or decrease their volume, I will. If the whole body can't hear a person, then I'll increase the volume. However, I will not increase or decrease a person's volume without letting them know, because here's the problem. We're all on different phones, so that's 20 or 22 phones, and we all have volumes that we can adjust. And that volume adjusts the volume on our incoming sound and our outgoing sound. So it's very difficult. It would be like trying to engineer an event with 22 microphones, which is what I'm trying to do, as well as chair the meeting. But thank you very much for that, and I'll try to do what I can to make sure that everyone is heard. And at any rate, we are at time for this item.
Question. I have a question also. That was
Chairman, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought that was your question. And we are at time for this item, and your question.
To respond to what you just said, you know, you're multitasking, and you're primary obligation is to chair this meeting. You shouldn't be engineering 22 microphones. You should be trying to make sure that you conduct the business of this board in the most effective manner. So,
don't request me to engineer it, sir. But thank you very much. We're on time for this item.
It's your responsibility to chair the meeting.
You're about of order. We're at enough. That'll be quite enough out of you. Because you have a very hostile attitude, Mr. Shabanda.
Wow.
We are out of order.
You will not let us speak.
Hello?
You will not let us speak.
This is why your phone was muted before, and I'm going to give you one final warning, Mr. Shabanda.
You will
be allowed to vote. No. No question will be accepted because of your hostile attitude and your dilatory behavior with all of these questions. That's exactly what I wanted you to say, Shabanda. Thank you. Is there anything else you wish to call? One more name, please. Okay, your phone is muted, sir. And I don't need anyone to tell me how to behave. So I am muting everyone.
Teddy.
And myself. And now the people that can be heard are myself, the secretary, and the vice chair. Everyone else's phones are going to be muted while I speak. We're at time for this item. We're going to go to a vote on all of these items. The secretary is going to clearly explain to us what we're voting on. No one else has the floor, so no one else is aware. This is the dilatory behavior that stopped us from being able to vote on these items that actually pertain to radio last meeting, as well as the previous meetings. And so once again, we are fortunate enough to have had all of these motions for one whole month. And now listeners can actually see why. So, Mr. Secretary, will you please go ahead and explain what we're voting on and then take the roll call vote, and I will allow the members to vote.
Okay, so what's going to happen is that we're going to have two votes. One is on the Gray Silence Amendment. And then we'll vote on the main motion as amended. Okay, so Grace Allen, on the amendment, please.
Yes.
Okay, Allen is yes. All right, Jim Brown? Okay, I'll get back to you. Adriana Kasanev? Okay, I'll get back to you. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. All right. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner? Okay, get back
pass.
To you. Okay, you pass. Jan Goodman? Okay, get back to you. Serena Jacobs?
I said yes. Jan Goodman, yes.
Oh, okay, Goodman is yes. Serena Jacobs? Okay, get back to you. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Okay, Jacob is yes. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Ken Lawford.
Yes, okay. I got it.
Ken Lawford.
Lawford is yes.
Lawford is yes. Robert Mark?
Mark is yes on the amendment.
Okay, Mark is yes on the amendment. Serene Roberts? to get back to you. Mansoor Saban. Get back to you. TM Spokes.
Yes.
Spokes is...
Hey, how are you?
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg is yes. Kanaka is yes. Temba? Temba Shibanda?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
be heard. Okay.
Yes or no?
As a member, as a representative of the people, I refuse for my voice not to be
heard. You're out of order.
That is
okay.
How am I?
This is why you're out of order.
The people, the
okay.
people are out of order. That's what you're saying.
Hang on. Let's get out. Okay, sorry. I need the vote. Let's get out. Washington.
I'm voting no, but this is really, we have no idea what the restructuring committee is, what the makeup
yep.
is, nothing.
Right.
Come on, who's got to be better than this?
All right. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan? Jonathan?
Oh, pass.
Okay, Jonathan passes. All right. So, Jim Brown?
Absolutely no. I have no idea what you're voting on. Things are so confusing,
okay.
and you don't do anything to try to clear things up.
All right. Adriana Kessler? I don't see Adriana. All right. So I got to get back to Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Okay. Wanda Garner is yes. Adriana, you're back. Adriana, where are you? Okay.
No, I should make a wait for. I'm sorry,
Jonathan?
I'm calling back on me. Hockey. Yes.
Yeah, you. Okay, Jonathan is yes. All right. So. I'm waiting for Adriana and Serene. Serene, how do you vote?
Okay, do you guys hear me saying that Adriana says she can't rejoin the call? Her call's being rejected when she tries to call in. Did you see her email to that effect?
We saw her come on, and then she dropped off. She should, if you could email her, she should try to get back on right now. I saw her name pop up for a moment, and then it dropped off, and I don't know why. How do you vote?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not. This whole thing is a sham.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right. So, again, I saw... Tanda, how do you vote?
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, we just need to vote.
I think I got post-mute syndrome or something.
Okay, I'm not going to take your vote
no,
there.
The people vote no.
Okay, 10 votes no. All right. So I have 11 yes and 5 no on the amendment.
I'm still muted. Can anybody hear me? What's going on?
Look, I'm trying to get your vote. Yeah, you're trying to what is your vote?
Dropped 3 times. I was dropped 3 times. Don't you see the emails that I'm sending, sir? I'm being
dropped.
And now that we have you back on the line, please vote.
What
and she hung up again. All right. We're not going to do this game.
All right. So she keeps going off. All right. So the vote is 11 yes, 5 no, and Adriana, I haven't gotten her vote, one or the other.
We can hear everything she says but a vote. We are now on item number...
We're voting on the...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aki. I apologize. Go ahead.
So this is a motion as amended on the Finance Committee. So, Chris Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Allen is yes. And Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Okay, Jim Brown seems to have dropped out too. Adriana Castaneda?
Mr. I was dropped 4 times. How can I know which they're voting on?
I don't know why you're keep dropping, Adriana. It's a strange phenomena.
You know, instead of telling us that you've been dropped, please just cast your vote.
Four times.
Yes, I know. You keep dropping off like a very strange thing. All right, I'll come back to you. Please close your, please.
Can you tell me that we are both
close your
mouth?
Yes. Close your mouth. Okay, close your, okay.
Yes.
All right, Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no, okay. Ron Magana?
Yes.
Ron Magana is yes, okay. And Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Okay. Serena Jacobs.
Mr. Secretary, could you please repeat what people are voting on? Because I do think people may have lost track of it.
This is a Finance Committee motion as amended. This is a Destruction Committee motion as amended. So, okay. So, Ken Lover?
Why couldn't you say that when Adriana asked?
Oh, what?
Well, yeah, she
well, that, that was certainly loud enough.
Well,
no, no,
she can call it.
Continue with the vote.
Okay, Ken Walker.
Asking on behalf
of Anna. Lauper is yes.
Lauper is yes, okay. All right. Robert Mark? Robert Mark, main motion.
Yeah.
Okay, you pass. Okay. Sibling Roberts?
No, none of it. It's no. All a sham.
Okay. T.M. Spurks? T.M. Spurks?
Yes. Yes.
Spurks is yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. All right. Then Tanaka is yes. Temba? Temba Shibanda?
The people vote no.
Okay. Shibanda is no. Mosquito Washington?
Absolutely no.
Okay. Washington is no. Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Okay. So back to Jim Brown. Yeah. Didn't get your vote?
No.
Okay. Jim Brown is no. Then Adriana?
Adriana?
She seems to have dropped off again. All right. So I couldn't get Adriana. All right. Sabina, she's got dropped off too. All right.
No, I didn't.
What's that?
Did you just say I dropped off? Sabina.
Oh, okay. Sabina, how do you vote?
Yes. As amended, yes.
What's that?
As amended, yes.
Okay. So, all right. Okay, so Robert Mark, you passed. How do you vote? Robert Mark?
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, Robert Mark votes no. All right. And Adriana, how do you vote?
Sir, I just came back to the call. Can you tell me what we are voting? What is going on?
Mr. Secretary, one time, please clarify.
We're voting on the Finance Committee motion for Restructuring Committee as amended by Grace Allen's amendment.
Okay. What is that? Okay. I vote no.
Okay. All right.
I'm only one vote. Don't be afraid. It's only one vote.
So it's 10 yes and 7 no. Okay. Jonathan?
Jonathan?
I vote yes.
You already did. I got you.
So that was the end of that motion.
And we also have a time for the open session.
Right. So we're going to go to the orders of the day. We're just going to go one vote after the next. Where are we at now? Number seven? No. Number eight. We're on item number eight.
Mr.
Can you, could you read that motion?
It's time for the meeting. We need to adjourn.
This is great. This is Grace. I call for the orders of the day, and I extend the meeting by 20 minutes so we can vote.
This is point of order. Point of order.
Orders of the day.
One, she doesn't have the floor, and two,
wow.
Time certain was 10 o'clock. I asked for a judgment.
Wow.
Your point of order, Ms. Roberts, I... Silence while I address this point of order.
Mr. Roberts,
your point of order. Now, see, Mr. Shibanda, you don't have the floor and your hostility. I'm going to have to mute your phone for the rest of this meeting.
Stop with the hostility.
So now, I'm saying, Ms. Roberts, your point of order is well taken. And we are at, but a call for the orders of the day allows you to get the floor even when another has the floor. You can go to the chart, the table of rules relating to motions at the back of your book, page number 20. And it says here that orders of the day, that the member may do that when another member has the floor, so she is in order to say that. It does not have. I am reading. I'm reading from the Roberts Rules book here because you complain that I don't follow the rules.
Exactly.
You don't want to hear me.
That a motion to adjourn preceded that.
I didn't hear her motion to adjourn, and as you all know, I'm always in favor of motions to adjourn. I assure you, I would have been the first to vote.
Adjourn came after Grace's.
It's not about you, Mr. Ray.
Not true.
So, as I would say, I have the floor. No, I have the floor. And as I was saying, orders of the day, okay, is in order when another person has the floor. It does not have to be seconded. It is not debatable. It is not amendable. And it must be enforced on demand of one member unless it is set aside by a two-thirds vote of this body. Now, orders of the day means we're either going to vote on the orders of the day. Are there any objections to this?
Yes.
So we'll have to vote.
I'd like to be recognized to extend the meeting just to vote on all the remaining motions. I'd like to extend it for 20 minutes.
Are there objections to extending this
meeting for 20 minutes?
Benito.
Do you object, Benito?
Yeah, I object.
Did you have a different time or you just object generally?
I object to extending the meeting.
Thank you very much. So right now, because Benito objects, Mr. Secretary, we're going to go to a vote. And the only way that we do not move to orders of the day is if two-thirds of the members vote against this. I'm reading it directly from the book here. This must be enforced on demand of one member unless it's set aside by a two-thirds vote. So right now, a yes vote, and we will pursue orders of the day. We will go from one motion to the next, nothing but votes, and until we're done, and then the meeting will adjourn. A no vote, or if we get two-thirds of the votes as no, then I believe the meeting just adjourns or something. Sir, I didn't hear that call to adjourn earlier. So now, Mr. Secretary, are you clear?
All right. So we're voting on the orders of the day?
On whether or not to pursue the orders of the day. The only way that it fails is if two-thirds of the membership, if two-thirds of the board decide that no, we are not going to go forth with the orders of the day.
Okay. Great, sir.
So report.
Great, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Alan is yes. Okay. So, Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Tom is no. All right. Adriana?
Adriana? I'm going to say my no because you didn't let me ask for adjournment.
Okay. Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier? Crozier? All right. Is that wrong? Kathy, there's that wrong. Benita Diaz?
No.
Benita?
No.
Benita Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina is yes. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Lawford is yes. Okay. Robert Mark?
No.
Mark is no. Okay. Serene Roberts?
No. 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 More time to do more dirt? No.
Okay. No. Mansoor Sabah is not on. All right. T.M. Scott?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Okay. Derek Steinberg.
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. And that's it. And that's it.
I'm off mute. I've been singing all the time. Nobody heard me. This is I don't know.
That's why your phone's muted, sir.
Okay. All right. Mosquera?
Yeah, I'm trying to message my answer.
Mosquera? Mosquera?
No.
Okay. Mosquera is no. Let me get. So Jonathan? Jonathan? Alexander?
Not voting.
Okay. Not voting. All right. Let's see here. Bill Crozier?
I'm sorry, my call dropped. I vote yes.
Okay, Crozier is yes. All right. And there's as well. Mansoor as well. All right. So I have 9 yes, 7 no, and 1 not voting.
Okay, that was not a 2/3 vote. So now Mr. Secretary is going to continue.
I move to
adjourn. Oh, okay. We have to vote on that. I can hear you both. I can hear you both. I hear move. You both move to adjourn. I assume that one will second the other. Does someone just say second, please? Or maybe it doesn't require
second.
Thank you very much, Finito. Mr. Secretary, we will now vote on whether or not to adjourn this meeting.
Okay.
Is there an objection?
What? I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts?
Is there an objection?
Oh, thank you very much. Are there any objections to adjourning?
Yes.
Okay. So
here is one objection. We'll have to go to a vote.
Okay, Grace Allen?
No.
No. Okay, no, all right. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Pass, okay. Adriana? Kessner?
I said yes. Did you get that?
I said yes.
Okay, all right. Adriana? Kessner?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay, Crozier is no. Benita Diaz?
Yes, for a change.
Okay, Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garner?
No.
Garner is no. Okay, Jan Goodman?
No.
Goodman is no. Serena Jacobs?
Abstain.
You abstain, okay. Ken Lawford?
No.
Lawford is no. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Robert Mark is yes. Okay. Serene Roberts?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. T.M. Scruggs?
No.
Sprex is no. All right. Eric Steinberg.
Pass.
Okay. Eric Steinberg passes. Tanaka is no. In the Timber. Timber Shibanda? Okay. I'll get back to you. All right. Let's see. Mosquito Washington?
Yes.
Okay, Mosquito is yes. Jonathan Alexander?
Abstain.
Okay, Jonathan abstains. All right. So, get back to Alex Steinberg.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Also abstains. All right. So right now I have six yes.
Are you asking Mr. Temba Shibanda? Or are you meeting him again?
He didn't say yes or no. He just kept talking, so I couldn't get his vote.
You said you would come back. So go back.
Okay, so I'll come back.
Okay. You can sing or you can vote, but you won't do both, sir.
Okay.
Well, you don't know when you're muted. I'm giving you
the opportunity to vote. I'm not taking your voting rights away. If you wish to vote, you may vote now. Your hostility has put yourself in this position.
Mr.
Shibanda, this will be your last chance. With your huge radio station, Mr. Shibanda. Yes, no, or abstain. This is your final chance.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay.
Shibanda is not voting.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway.
Why? Because you muted him?
Well,
there's something about him that threatens you?
Silence. Order.
Because he's very hostile, and hostile behavior
from him or you will not be tolerated.
Stop late to
Chair.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tanaka.
In either case, the motion to adjourn did not pass, so we'll go to the order of the day, so we can vote on the...
What was the count?
The count was 6 yes, 7 no, 3 abstention, and 1 vote not carried.
I'm sorry, Gary, would you please repeat that?
That wasn't carried.
Let's
repeat that.
It's 6 yes, 7 no, 3 abstention, and 1 vote not carried.
Joe.
Wait a minute. How many no's?
7 no's.
7 no's.
7, okay.
For a minute, I thought we had adjourned. Unfortunately, we are now going, or fortunately, we are going on to, Mr. Secretary, item number...
No, Mr. Chair.
No, Ms. Katsunev, you do not have the floor. We are now moving to orders of the day. This is what will follow. No, this is what will follow. Don't talk to me, please.
I have a question, please.
I'm asking the both of you not to speak over me. Please don't speak over me while I'm talking. This is what's going to occur. We have passed a motion to extend this meeting for 20 minutes while we do this. And this dilatory behavior, by definition, delays that. And therefore, the only person who has the floor is our secretary. Please, Mr. Secretary, begin the roll call vote. However, you will have to read the motions before we vote. For you. I am no longer taking points of order or points of information or points of personal privilege or points of dilatory right now. We have called the orders of the day, sir. Order. You don't have the floor. Don't speak over me while I'm speaking.
I'm asking you to know. Mr. Chair, people have to be able to respond to your comment.
If you wish to respond to them in an email. This is what is going to happen. We are voting on each of these items.
The debate is just continued.
As I was saying, Mr. Secretary, We're going to go ahead to a vote on each and every one of these items. I'm not going to take any more points of order. It's why we never get to these items. It's why these items have been on the table for a month. And it's why we have to have so many meetings. So I'm going to unmute each person's phone and allow them to vote. And let me take a screenshot of this one with everybody muted. And they will be allowed to vote, and we will conduct the rest of this business this evening. We will adjourn, and then we'll go to executive session. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, so this is for the audit. Like I said, everybody had the motions for 3 months now. So hopefully everybody, read every single one of them so you can vote in an informed way. It's none of the motions for brought up in the last minute for today. It's been there for 3 months. Every single meeting we have these motions. So let's go to a vote. Okay, so this is the audit committee motion. So Grace Allen?
Yes.
Wait a minute, which motion? This is the number...
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary, you do have to read the motion.
Okay, so this is number 8, which is an audit committee motion. So this is due to the fact that the auditors recommended that we implement this along the station because we had problems getting financial information. So the move, each call center of Pacifica shall propose and begin the implementation of a plan to rectify, in fact, and by written protocol or policy, the defects as stated in the 2014 auditor management letter, no later than, and this is obsolete because we had to update the date, May 31st, 2017, and submit them to the PNB by this date. We also request that IED report to Audit Committee and PNB, my unit, status reports as the status of review and changes suggested by the former audit firm. So it's basically a motion asking that whatever the faults that the auditors found in our reporting system be rectified. So that is a motivation for this motion.
Take the vote, please.
Okay. So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Allen's yes. All right. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Adriana Casanez? What do you vote?
Don't even allow me to get in during a while. But I vote.
I'd like to get you.
No.
Okay.
To the sham.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. All right. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Jacob is yes. Tim Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer is yes. Okay. Robert Mark?
Abstain.
Okay. Mark abstain. Sirian Roberts?
You're actually having us vote in July that something should be done in May.
Order.
Because you won't allow any time
Ms. Roberts,
to discuss promotion.
Order. I'm giving you
obviously
a third
I
warning.
Cannot vote for this thing. Obviously,
okay.
I cannot
no
vote for this. It requires action 2 months ago. You won't even
right.
allow amendments. It's a shame and a sham.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts.
TM Scripps? TM Scripps?
Yes.
Yes, yes. All right. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Kemba? Kemba Shibanda?
Oh, no.
Okay.
What? What did you say?
No.
What did you say?
Mexico, Washington?
Hold on. I don't know what it is to... Man, what did you just say, Mr.
Chair? I didn't say no.
I heard you say
no. Man. I heard right. Chair say something, you know, very inappropriate. My phone was
muted, and we are in the middle of a vote.
You
thank
thought
you.
Your phone was muted. You thought your phone was
no,
muted.
No, okay.
His phone is now muted. He'll be all right. Continue, Mr. Secretary. Mr. Secretary.
Mosquita. No. All right. So, Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes, all right. All right, Kathy Davis, all right. Robert Mark abstains. Sitting is not partaking. I'm still as well. Nancy is out. Okay.
I'm sorry, what did you just say, Akio? Tanaka, what did you just say about my vote?
I'm speaking to
the secretary.
I'm speaking to you. Ms. Roberts, I am the chair, and I am speaking to you, and I'm asking you a question.
But I'm asking the secretary how he recorded my vote.
Oh, no. See, I'm calling you to order, because you have to address your questions to the chair. Even if they are to the secretary, they are actually going through me. Yeah, I know. I've been catching up on Robert's rules, and it's really awesome. So listen, I'm asking you, Ms. Roberts, did you vote, yes or no? We need to record your vote, or we'll move on.
Keep lecturing.
Well,
as I said,
Ms.
we cannot possibly be voting in July for something to happen in May.
Well, no.
That makes
then
no
you're
sense.
Not voting? Then does that mean that you're abstaining from the vote? Well, if you can't be clear, that's why you have to say yes, no, or abstain, and this is your last chance.
But that's the reason why it didn't
be close. You'll be okay, Jonathan.
And according to Robert's rules, that qualifies as an abstention. Mr. Secretary, what is the tally?
It's 10 yes, 5 no, and 2 abstentions. All right. So... we can go to the
ordering
committee.
Okay, what's the next motion, Mr. Secretary? Number
nine,
and that's the programming committee, number one. And programming committee number one. All Pacifica radio stations should actively ally. No, as I stated before, we're not going to accept points of order. I'm going to read this motion and we're going to vote on it. Or I'm going to mute everybody's phones and we're going to vote on it. It really doesn't matter. All Pacifica radio stations should actively ally with journalism schools and communications programs in their signal areas. All these young people are being trained in multimedia production, and they can create new shows and reinforce existing ones. All current shows should include social media producers who will develop the Facebook pages and also use Twitter. Mr. Secretary, the vote, please.
Okay. So this is the former ally with all of the schools in the area. So, please, huh?
Yes.
So we don't get to decide anything.
All right. So, Jim Brown? Okay, I'll record you. Adriana? Kessner? Okay, I'll get back to you. Duke Fosier?
No.
Record her vote is no, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, Kessler never is no. Okay. Closure? What is it?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Closure? Okay, Closure is yes. Davis is not here. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay, Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Okay, Lofer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay, Robert Mark passes. Serene Roberts? Okay, get back to you.
Yeah. Shane.
Kean Scruggs?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to warn Ms. Roberts a fourth time this evening that voting is for voting.
Okay, Alex Steinberg?
Please note that in the minutes.
Yeah. Alex Steinberg? What's that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. So, Temba, how do you vote? Okay, I'll get back to you. Mosquito, Washington?
Hello,
Washington?
Can I be heard?
I'd like to get your vote, but...
Can I be heard? I don't know who's voting on.
The motion was read, and if you're not going to vote, that's too bad.
Okay, Mosquito.
So that's how the chair treats another director.
Your name again, Mosquito
will no longer be tolerated.
Okay, Jonathan, Alexander.
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan. All right, yes. All right. So I'll get back to Jim Brown. What is it, Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, Jim Brown is no. All right. Got that. So Robert Mark, you passed. How do you vote?
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. And then I'm going to get back to Tamba. Tamba, you want to vote?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I can hear you.
All right.
Well, anyway,
Tenba,
I can hear him singing again. All right.
No.
Ten votes is no. All right, that's fine.
Next motion.
And the count is 11 yes, 5 no, and I don't have the vote for Celine because I don't know how she voted.
You said 7 yes, 5 no.
No discussion.
11.
No discussion, no support.
Okay, all right. So that'll be abstention. So 11 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention.
It's a no.
Okay.
There was no discussion. No discussion is allowed. There will be no support for the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts.
Right.
Thank you very much. Now we are on item number 10. Item number 10 is a programming committee motion. It looks like it came out of the programming committee May the 3rd. So we've had it for quite a bit of time. Since it's a very long motion, we're not going to read the whole thing. Essentially, it says that the job description of all Pacifica program directors includes the following. The program director is expected to improve the listenership of the station. If the station does not subscribe to Nielsen ratings, the listenership shall be estimated based on the following metrics, each one given equal weight, the number of online listeners, the gross revenue of the station, increased membership, and so on and so forth. Again, we've had this motion for quite a long time. Mr. Secretary, please go to the vote.
All right. So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Allen is yes. Okay, Jim Brown? Okay, I'll get back to you. Adriano?
No.
Jim Brown is no. Okay.
I just came back to the call.
Adriana, how do you vote?
This is the ninth time that I called. May I know what we are going on?
I'm not sure exactly. Okay, let me get back to you.
We're voting on item number 10. What's your vote?
You drop me permanently.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Cortez, yes. All right. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay. Ron Degano. Ron Degano?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, okay. Degano is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Wolfer?
Yes.
Wolfer is yes. Robert Monk?
Yeah.
Robert Monk is yes. Okay. Serene Roberts?
No discussion, no support for the motion.
Okay. Mansoor Zahid. She and Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. And Timber, how do you vote?
The whole history is kind to those of you who vote yes, but I vote no.
Okay. Mosqueda Washington?
No.
Okay, Mosqueda is no. Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes, all right. All right. So, Adriana, how do you vote on this?
Answer.
What's that? How do you vote?
Again, it's a good thing that I can prove how you drop me. I don't know what are you voting about. It's so plain.
I'm voting.
So plain.
Decent has been on the agenda for...
This is the programming committee motion number 3, item number 10.
Yes.
Record the votes, Mr. Secretary. We have one more.
What's wrong with my phone on? Yeah.
Okay, Adriana? Adriana?
I refuse to play this game where you are playing that.
That sounds like an abstention, Mr. Secretary.
All right.
You cannot change my vote, even if you want it. You can drop me all that you want, but you cannot change my vote.
Did you say that's no abstain?
It's a good thing that I'm recording and my lawyer is present. It's a very good thing.
That's good. Did you wish to cast the vote? Because you're at time. You're not going to hold up these proceedings. Okay. What's the tally, Mr. Secretary?
It's 11 yes, 4 no, and 2 abstention.
Okay.
Okay.
11 yes, you said? 2 no? Repeat that, please.
4 no, and 2 abstention.
Okay. The motion carries. We're on the final motion for the open session. No, it's the bottom one. It's program evaluation. Again, this is another long motion, but hopefully people will listen as I read it quickly. This is program evaluation. Listenership at 5 stations has been declining. As far as we can tell, without subscribing to Nielsen ratings, declining listenership has resulted in declining membership and income. This has been forcing stations to lengthen fund drives and resort to other measures to make ends meet. Because of this, it's imperative that programming improvement be a top priority. Therefore, it's necessary to evaluate programs on an individual basis. Thus, the program director is charged with evaluating every program using the following criteria. Nielsen ratings, if available. Amount of money generated by the program. Amount of membership generated by the program. Does the program content conform with the Pacifica mission? Willingness of the programmer to create learning opportunities for interns, including affording them some on-air experience. Sound quality of the program. Production values of the program. Does the program subject matter add diversity to our grid in terms of appeal to varied demographics and interest? Does the program have a social network presence, and is the programmer and or producer promoting through social media and other outreach? Input from stats.pacifica.org, community advisory boards, Pacifica National Programming Committee and AudioPort Program Sharing History, which does afford quite a bit of information, amount of volunteer participation of programmer in station operations and events. Programs should be judged based on their placement on the grid. In other words, as morning drive time has a higher potential audience, it should be expected to produce more income than shows in less advantageous time slots. The program director should first evaluate all programs involving paid staff. The next evaluation priority will be all programs in daytime hours, during the week, and on weekends. That is the final motion of the evening. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay. So, Grace Adams?
Yes.
Okay, Grace is yes. Jonathan is Jim Brown? Okay, Jim
no.
Brown, get back. Okay, no. Brown is no. Adriana Kessler? Okay, I'll get back to you. Bill Closure?
Abstain.
Bill Closure? Okay. Bill Closure abstains. Kathy Davis is not here. Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina Jacobs? Okay, I'll get back to you.
Pass.
What's that, Sabrina? You pass, okay. Ken Morford? Ken Morford?
Alfred is yes.
Morford is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Robert Mark is yes. All right. Sabine Roberts?
I oppose the process. I oppose the product.
Okay. All right. TM Scrugg? TM Scruggs?
Yes. Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
And Steinberg is yes. And then Tanaka is yes also. Temba Shibanda? Temba? Okay, get back to you. Mosquita, Washington?
No.
Washington is no. Okay. Jonathan? Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right. Getting back to Adriana, how do you go?
Are you putting my daughter on now?
Well, I just like to yes, no, abstention. One of the things I cannot hear.
I was yelling no before, and you couldn't hear me. Are you having fun playing with the volume?
Thank you for that. Record the vote, Secretary, and move on.
No.
Okay, that's good. Okay, got that. Sabrina Jacobs, you passed. Sabrina?
Abstain.
Okay, Sabrina abstains. All right, that's good. Abstain. Mansoor is out. Nancy is out. Okay, September, how do you go? Can I hear you, Temba? All right, let me first count the votes here. Okay, so I have 9 yes, 4 no, 3 abstention, and no vote from Temba.
All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Any objections to adjourning?
I object.
I object.
Thank you, Mr. Diaz. Thank you for your beautiful objections. Let's go to a vote on adjournment, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Chair, I thank you for thanking me.
Mr. Secretary.
He's not muted.
Yes, and we are now in the middle of the people.
I am muted.
And everyone heard you say it. Mr. Secretary.
I am muted.
Yeah.
Can't be heard.
That's better.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we heard you, but we are now voting on the motion to adjourn.
I didn't get to. I was trying to vote on the previous motion, and I was not able to vote.
Actually, you refused to speak up. Would you like to cast your vote now, sir?
No,
you don't actually have a vote?
Actually, Jonathan, I was trying to vote,
see,
and I was
the hostility
teaching.
Of. But so, do you have a vote to share with
you?
Us?
You need to be a better
do you
chair.
Have,
you,
Mr.
You
Shaban,
personal
I am
at
you.
Your,
do not raise your voice at
thought.
Me, sir. Are you? See, there you are. That's hostility. So he's not going to be voting. Let the record show that for that, he refused to vote. I demand, Mr. Secretary, that you put that in the record. And he's been reprimanded 5 or 6 times. That will show in the record for
the minutes
to approve. And so right now, we are now voting to adjourn.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Roberts. Ms. Roberts, the record will now show that I had to reprimand you 5 times for this meeting. That will definitely show in the meetings, in the minutes. Thank you so much, Ms. Roberts. Mr. Secretary?
No, hang on. Okay. This is to adjourn.
Me.
Maybe not.
All right. So now we're going to start taking votes on adjourning the meeting.
Okay.
Because they thought they would just waste time, you know, and let us go to a vote on this instead of conducting business. That's called dilatory behavior, and it will be met with punishment in the future. Now, Mr. Secretary, will you please take the vote?
Okay, so this is for the adjournment. Okay, Grace Allen? All right.
Second.
So, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay. So, Jim Bell? This is for adjournment now. Jim Bell? Okay, we'll get back to you. Adriana Casanev? Okay, get back to you. Bill Crozier? Adjournment?
Yep.
Okay, Crozier is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Okay, Benito Diaz is no. Ron Garner. Garner, Rhonda? Okay, I'll get back to you. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacobs is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer is yes. Robert Mark? Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Okay. Serene Roberts? Okay, I'll get back to you.
You know, I haven't seen a report from the IED in months. What's happened?
Just, you know,
dilatory behavior, a bunch of points of order and stuff.
Okay. TM
since
Spurs?
You ask.
It's not even on the agenda.
TM
I vote yes.
Okay, Skark is yes. All right. Eric Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. All right. And Tanaka is yes. And Temba? Temba, how do you vote on the adjournment? Can we get back
on
to you? Mosquito, Washington?
Wow, I'm here. Can I
on
the adjournment. Can I gather my thoughts?
Okay. Temba, how do you vote on the adjournment?
I vote yes.
Okay. Mosquito, Washington? How do you vote on the adjournment?
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. Okay. Jonathan, how do you vote on the adjournment?
Yes.
Okay, hang on just a minute. So, Jim Brown, how do you vote on the adjournment?
Abstain.
Okay, Jim Brown abstains. All right.
Adriana, are you not on there?
Can you hear me? Because I'm yelling at the top of my lungs.
Oh, okay. Well, say yes or no. I'm here. What do you say, Adriana?
Yes or no? Why are you lowering my volume? Don't let me move. What are you
adjournment, yes or no?
I'll get back to you, Adriana.
Stop lecturing a wasting time, Mr. Chair.
A German yes or no is what you're allowed to say. I'm not lecturing. No.
Hang on a second.
Well, thank you very much. You're no longer...
Okay. Anyway, I just need to get yes or no on the German. Celine, how do you vote on a German? Okay, I don't
care. Oh, y'all are wasting the money on these calls.
All right. So...
Can I change my vote?
What's your tally, Aki?
Okay,
can I change my vote? Someone want to change his vote?
Yeah, oh, sure. What would you like to change it to?
Tamba,
I would like to change it. Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to change it to?
I would like to change it to president not voting.
Okay.
Is that
enough
smile, Mr. Chair? Can you hear the smile in my voice, Mr. Chair?
Let's see now. Hang on a second. Okay, so Rhonda, Ghana, how do you vote on the agenda? Rhonda, are you going to vote on the German? They're not going to vote. Okay, I will pass you. All right, so... Okay, so it's 10 yes, 1 no, 4 abstention, 1 not voting, and Rhonda is not voting. So 10 yes, 1 no, 4 abstention.
This meeting is now adjourned. We will all need to call back in for the executive session. This meeting is adjourned. This call is ended. Call back in for the executive session.
Thank you.
Thank you.